News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service says we should expect rain tomorrow, and amounts could range between a half inch and 1.25 inches. Minor flooding is possible on sensitive creeks and streams. A federal program Missouri signed up for allows Walgreens and CVS pharmacies to vaccinate patients and workers within the state's long-term care centers. During a press conference at the state capitol, Governor Parson says he thinks the companies overestimated how many coronavirus vaccinations they could give, so the state is going to take some vaccine off their hands.
We did get permission this week to take some of the doses, whatever amount we felt deemed necessary, to take that doses back, put it in our system, back into Missouri's control, where we could put it out to the healthcare facilities across the state. Walgreens and CVS will still be vaccinating our long-term care facilities.
Data on their website shows Walgreens and CVS have given about 66,000 total vaccinations within the state's long-term care centers. MissouriNet has contacted the state health department to find out how much Missouri vaccine the companies have on hand. Amazon is expanding its footprint in Missouri. Ty Albright reports from Joplin.
Well, the massive online retailer is opening two new AMXL facilities in both Joplin and Springfield, which will create hundreds of jobs that start at $15 an hour. These AMXL sites specialize in handling heavy and bulky items as well as last-mile deliveries. They're expected to open in February and March.
A Missouri man accused of taking part in the attack on the U.S. Capitol has been arrested. The FBI and Springfield police took Zachary Martin into custody on federal charges of unlawful activities on Capitol grounds, disorderly conduct, and demonstrating in the Capitol building. The storming of the Capitol by supporters of President Donald Trump happened on January 6th as Congress was meeting to vote to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's electoral win. Five people died that day. About 2,000 doses of the COVID vaccine will be administered at today's mass vaccination event in northwestern Missouri's Savannah. KFEQ's Tommy Rezach has our report.
The Andrew County Health Department, in cooperation with the Missouri National Guard and other agencies, are putting on a mass vaccination clinic in the parking lot of the First Baptist Church in Savannah. Janie White, one of the Northwest region's implementation team leaders, says Friday's clinic will especially help those in rural parts of northwest Missouri get better access to the COVID vaccine.
I think that it's an attempt to get vaccine out in these communities and to be able to do it in large quantities. You know, it's tough. These local public health departments, some of our rural hospitals, they don't have the staff and the manpower to put on these kind of events and to get this much vaccine out at a time.
Region H has 1,950 doses of the Pfizer vaccine for this event, and the Northwest region will have mass vaccination clinics at a different site on a weekly basis. Tommy Rezach, Missouri Net, Savannah.
You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.